Welcome to the On to the Next podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa, and I am so happy you are here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a solo episode. I know I had my guest, my mom, on the past two episodes. I do have more guests coming up. Do not worry. I just have been traveling a lot the past month, so this will be a solo app, solo next week. But after that, I have guests lined up. We are booked and ready to go, so that will be a thing coming in the future. For now, you have to deal with little old me. Okay, sorry. Already starting off fucking cringy. Okay, so hello, solo ep. So happy we're here. The love, the light that I received from the episode with my mom was beautiful. Thank you. And I have more coming with her in the future as well, which I'll talk about a bit later. But today I just wanted to kick things off by saying thank you for listening and for the, I've been getting so much fun questions and vibes and more ideas and people messaging me to be guests on the show, like so many fun energies. I also did my own little guest podcast moment on another podcast called The Situations Podcast. So go listen to him. I'll be posting all over social media, so make sure you go watch and listen. That was a lot of fun. My first little local podcast collab with someone in the Chicago area, so that was a lot of fun, and I do have more coming, so I'm also excited for that. But also, outside of like that, let's do a little regroup. I have been getting some guys messaging me. These men are in relationships, and they say, like, it's keeping me in check. And I'm like, you're fucking welcome. You're welcome, sweetheart. Specifically, I've had multiple, but the one that stuck out for me the most was a guy bestie I've had since I was, like, 5 years old. So shout out, you know who you are. He texted me and was like, Alyssa, like I love your shit. It's been cool, like, all the fun vibes. But he also was like, it's also keeping me in check with my girl. Like, you know, it's keeping me in check because we don't always have these conversations together, so it was cool hearing, like, my POV to kind of make sure, like, these men stay self-aware when they are in relationships, long-term relationships, and that meant so much to me because that's what I'm fucking here for. We want to make these men self-aware. We want to make us women self-aware, and then together, as self-aware kings and queens, we'll be okay, okay? That's the fucking goal. So, lots of love. Thank you for listening. Let's get right into a little personal update. So as I mentioned earlier, I have been traveling a lot the past month or so. I'm like, what am I running from? Am I okay? I don't know. When traveling, I do a lot of regrouping and a lot of like honing things in, you know, like a lot of like me like reflecting, like what's the move, what's the vibes, how are you feeling. I do notice, I love the mindset. I do have a little life motto, catch flights, not feelings. I hate myself for that because it's not like the most healthy mindset, so I'm not really confronting these feelings or these vibes or these thoughts that I'm having when I'm back home in Chicago, but 100% we love a little distraction, so we're fucking here. And I am so blessed to be able to travel and go places and experience new things with people that I love, so please know I do not take that for granted. And obviously, like, it's just been a fucking ride, and I'm just very thankful to be able to get my little getaways when I can. And it's just been crazy. I love plane rides because I put my phone on fucking airplane mode, and baby girl Liz has no one but herself to sit and think with. Now, yes, it's different. I can do that at home. At home, I can sit in my room and fucking put my little airplane mode on and just be in my thoughts and stuff. But there's something about being on a plane when you're, like, forced to be uncomfortable for X amount of hours on this plane, physically and also mentally. You're challenging yourself. Of course, I take my naps. Of course, I read. But, like, when you just sit there with your little headphones in your ears, listening to songs that you listen to, like, daily, and then hearing them on the airplane, it just fucking hits different. I'm, like, listening, I'm like, holy shit, am I okay? What's the fucking mood? What's the vibe? And my favorite other thing to do on the airplane is to go through my old notes on my phone. I am, like, very type A. All of my notes on my phone I have since I was, like, 16 years old. They're all shout out to little iCloud for keeping that shit safe for me. These notes, I have them dated. I have them titled. Baby Girl List was planning for future lists to read this shit. I read my stuff from when I was, like, fucking 16. And I'm like, you are such a fucking ick, and I love you for it. Like, I thought I was going through, like, rah, like, crazy shit, and I'm like, ick. And then me now, I'm fucking ick, I'm sure. I'm cringy. I can imagine me in 5-10 years reading my stuff or listening to my stuff from how I felt at 23 and be like, girl, ick. However, we're fucking here for the journey, okay? This is a part of the process. And the ick isn't me, like, oh my God, like, you're fucking gross, I hate you. Like, no, I clearly don't. I'm fucking on a podcast. I clearly have a little bit of love for myself and confidence. I wouldn't fucking be here if I didn't, God willing. However, what I think is that it really puts things to, it makes me humble, like, reading how I felt at 16, 17, and I'm like, baby girl, this wasn't even the beginning. And then I see where I am now, and it's, like, a good reminder of, like, what you're going through today is gonna mean nothing in, like, 5 years. And I mean that with so much love. Like, for me, like, shit I was going through at 16, I'm 23 now, okay? Like, I just laugh, like, oh my God, that was my biggest concern at 16, and it's just, like, sweet. It's very fucking sweet, it's innocent, it's naive, it's genuine, and I love it. And like I said, it reminds me, like, whatever I feel like I'm going through today, in a few weeks, a few months, a few years, I'm gonna be like, oh, Alyssa, another one you fucking overcame. Like, I love you so much for that. Me talking to myself. So that was also cool. I recommend, if you aren't a little, like, journaler, do something. I have notes up the ass with all my shit, all my thoughts, all my words, all my writings, all my ideas. This podcast was literally manifested on January 1st 2023. I don't know if I told the story on here before, but long story short, I pretty much, you know, new year, always everyone's like, oh my God, what's my new vibe? What am I doing myself? Like, blah, 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 whatever. We all do that same shit of, like, what's the vibe for the new year? And I was like, I want to be really honed into my creative side, my, like, independent side. Like, this is my first single year, and I have control of it. I am 110% the fucking author of this fucking year. So let's fucking go. And so I wrote a list of shit I want to do. On that list, I get chills. I did, like, more than half already. And we have a few more months to finish up. And baby girl, I promise you, they will be done, okay? It's so sweet. It's so exciting. On the very top of my list, in a star, like a little asterisk thing, in all caps, it says, and I quote, on to the next podcast. So I have been curating this concept since January 1st. And I don't know where I came up with a name that quickly. I mean, I'm sure it made sense to what I was going through in life at the time. So, like, I love that. It still makes sense to me today. And it is a little life motto I've always kind of had sprinkled in me. But I didn't realize, like, I put that down into words on a piece of paper. No, on my fucking phone. I wrote that shit down. I put that shit in the universe. And just naturally, it came. And I think that's what's so beautiful. Not naturally, I clearly worked for it for months, and I'm here, I'm continuing to work for it. But, like, it was just a little seed that I planted back in January, and here we are 9 months later, and we're fucking here. It took me 6 months, 7 months to fully get it out there, but that's fine. This is all part of the process. I'm not in a rush, you know? So that was so cool for me to see on my notes again this past weekend when I was out on the plane. And so I love that. I believe in manifesting. I believe in putting that shit out there to the universe and letting that energy come to you when you're ready. So I believe in that. I will have a guest on the show in the future, maybe a few, who are very spiritual and very in tune with, you know, the universe and the earth and all the things. And I'm so excited to have them come on and speak more about it, because they're, like, you know, even more in depth than I am. And I just can't wait to have their POV and share it with you. So that's just more to come. Going off of my fucking rant, I have to go back to the airplane concept. So the biggest thing I learned this, I guess, week, or this past week or so, with flying, was that I no longer have traveling anxiety, okay? And traveling anxiety means different things for different people. I'm gonna say what it means to me. So up until about a year ago, I would be like, I would hate traveling. I would be sick to my stomach. I hated leaving the state. I was like, oh my God, it's inconvenient. I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay home. Like, I like home. I want to stay here. And it's, you know, when I leave, I'm leaving things back and I'm leaving things behind. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to be like, wait, where do I start off? And I just was, like, really always, like, hating the concept of traveling. You can ask my family. I would always be like, oh, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. And I would sometimes miss out on trips that my family go on, because I was so like, no, like, I don't want to go, like, I don't want to travel, I hate traveling, it's too much. And since this past year, I've traveled like 15 to 20 times in just this year. Like, again, very thankful that I'm able to. And I realized this week, I literally realized, I'm like, why do I, like, now I'm like, can I go anywhere but stay here? Like, I do not want to stay here. I want to move out of this fucking state. Nothing against anyone or this state. I just need more. Like, I am not satisfied here anymore. I need more. And obviously, I can just, like, do different things to fix that, like, craving of, like, you know, being in the state. I just feel like there's so much more in the world that it has to offer me, and I want to move to a different state, which maybe this is me manifesting I'm going too soon. Maybe like in a few years or whatever comes. I would like to live in either New York or Los Angeles. Party is out there now. Oh my gosh, I just got a little nervous. Because if you know, I put shit out in the universe and it fucking comes to me when I'm ready. So lots of love. I'm excited. Okay. Anyways, I'm over like the day-to-day life in terms of the routine. I want more. I want fire. I want to feel thrilled and rejuvenated, and I know I can feel that here, but it is hard being in the rut of like being home and like being, you know, just there's a lot of things that go into this. Maybe one day I'll go more in depth when I'm ready, because I have to fully process it still. But overall, I think that this past week I was sitting there and I'm like, I'm going on a trip again next week. I just came back from Atlanta like not even 2 weeks ago. I was just in LA. Like, what's the vibe? Like, why am I loving this concept of just going everywhere? And I realize it's because I'm fucking single. the answer to everything, you know? Because I no longer have anyone here. I don't want to say holding me back, but, like, holding me back. I'm just kidding. No, I no longer have someone or anyone here that I feel like I have to answer to. I have to work around their schedule as well. I'm not gonna have FOMO leaving the other person or the people back home. I am no longer in that bubble. And I remember like my peak travel anxiety was when I was in my relationship for 2-ish plus years. And it wasn't like he wasn't like rawr, don't go anywhere, like fuck off, don't leave. He wasn't like aggressive or like ever holding me back in the terms of with me traveling. But it would be a thing where it's like, oh, like I'm gonna miss you. Like, oh, like what am I gonna do when you're not here? And like, oh, like, well, come see me the moment you come off the plane. Like, it was something I had to still answer to in a way. And of course, it was done with love. Like, I don't think that in his sentence, I don't think in his, you know, POV, it wasn't vicious. I don't think it was ever evil or vicious in terms of like, just, he just missed me, you know? And obviously I missed him, so clearly I didn't want to leave. And I think that held me back a lot and a lot of opportunity that I could have had out in other states. Because a lot of the times when I am traveling, it's with my mom for her agency, as you now know. So we are very lucky to be able to go out to Atlanta and LA and other states that we might be opening up soon. Sneak peek possibly. And so being able to go and travel, meet new people, the opportunity out there, it just opened me up to so many things. And like when I'm at the airport, when I'm on the airplane, I put my phone on airplane mode and that's fucking it. I'm on airplane mode and I'm fucking rent free, chilling, back with Alyssa's world. When I was in that relationship, I had to be like, oh my god, like, hey babe, like, gonna be on airplane mode for the next 4 hours. You can track my flight so you know when I land. Like, and again, this is not him forcing me. I was doing this on my own, and when he traveled, he did this for me. So it wasn't like I was being like controlled in that way. I want to make that clearer. I chose these actions and I did them. I will own up to those things. And obviously when you're in a relationship, when you care about someone else's POV towards you, when you care about someone else's, when you guys are kind of, you know, living life together, these are things you just do. And so I always had anxiety of like, oh my god, like I'm not gonna be able to talk to him for a few hours. Like, what's he gonna do? Like, is he gonna be okay? And like, that anxiety is not good. I think regardless of who it is, I shouldn't be sick to my stomach of like, oh my god, like, is he gonna be okay if I don't talk to him for a few hours? Like, that's not healthy. I don't love that for me, for him, for anyone. But it was a thing that I experienced a lot. And that definitely did hold me back without realizing. I never in the moment felt like, oh, he's holding back. I didn't know until I was out of it. As most of us experience that. We don't know until we're out of it. And that's okay. That's part of the fucking process of this little thing we like to call life, okay? So the biggest thing I learned is like, I don't know, you know, it's making me feel a little concerned in terms of whenever my next relationship, like, these are going to be, have to be boundaries and things that I experience. Of course, I'm going to check in with my partner, and of course, it's going to be a thing where we check in and say, hey, I'm taking off now, I just landed, that's amazing. And of course, the goal is we're traveling together, do you know what I mean? But it's just a thing of, like, it's these little habits that were in the past. How can we make them healthy in terms of with another person? Because a lot of my time in that relationship was so much fun, so much love, but I look back at it and a lot of things were not healthy. And that's what we're here to learn and grow from. And that's what we're here to talk about. And that's what I'm here to process every day when I do have things come up and when I am experiencing new things that are healthier patterns, you know? So it's a lot. I don't know what the fuck I just talked about. I just talked for so long about fucking travel anxiety, and now it's becoming all deep, and we're here. Welcome to the podcast. This is what I do, apparently. So much love. This is just like a little sneak peek of what I've been mentally thinking about the past few weeks, so you got a little inside scoop of my mind, as if you don't already every fucking week. So thanks for bearing with me. That just, like, I think is interesting, and I would love to know, like, please message me, DM me, text me, anything. Let me know, do you experience this too? If you are in a relationship, do you have, like, travel anxiety leaving your partner at home? Or are you just fucking chilling? And if you're just chilling, tell me, what are your tricks? I would love to know. And is it a healthy chilling, you know? And those who are single and those who don't really have that responsibility of answering to anybody, like, what is the vibe? Do you feel chill when you're traveling too? Outside of the anxieties people have from being on a plane and being in a small space, I understand that. Different energy. I'm just talking about the travel anxiety in terms of, like, the emotional travel anxiety with someone else being left at home. What are the vibes? I want to know. So, moving on, I want to talk about a little thing that we all like to call a booty call. I'm already cringing. Okay, so, lack of better words, a booty call. I don't know what else to call it. It's probably maybe not the most, like, I don't know what word you would use. But basically, when someone fucking texts you at, like, 1 a.m. just to hook up with you, let's chat a bit, okay? So, I think the thing with these is that there's sometimes a vibe, you know? Like, sometimes that's what you want. Sometimes you're doing it too, to the person. And I think it's different with different people and different relationships with people. So if I'm, like, talking to someone consistently, and that's, like, our thing for the time being, that's different in compared to I haven't talked to you in months, or we never even met in person, and you're fucking hitting me up. Like, in terms, you're hitting me up at, like, 2 a.m., you know, like, that's, like, I need some more substance, like, that's not enough for me. It's definitely enough for someone, and I love that for you and that person, and for that human, and for your little vibes together, but, like, I know a lot of my friends, a lot of girls in general that I talk to about this, they're like, no, and I think it's also, it's different. We're not in college anymore. I'm not in college anymore. In college, do your thing. It's less weird. Like, you all live on campus. Like, it could be an easier experience. Do your fucking thing. Pop off. Slay. Lots of love. When you're, like, a full functioning adult and, like, have work the next morning, it's like, it's a Tuesday. Let's, like, regroup, okay? Or, like, let's see me at, like, 2 p.m. If you don't want me at 2 p.m., I don't want you at 2 a.m., okay? Let's kind of, like, really process what we're doing. My biggest ick, and okay, lots of love for this person as a human, but this fucking gives me the ick. I have a human in my life I have not seen since, like, 3 or 4 years, okay? And we did have a little entanglement experience for a few months back when I last saw him. I think I last saw him in, like, 2019 or 2018. I think 2019. And we did our thing for a few months consistently. We were, I guess you could say, we were dating. we were doing our thing, and great. Whatever reason, we took, you know, things ended and we carried on to the next, okay? Lots of love. The ick now is I haven't seen him in 3 or 4 years. You know, he saw me once at a local bar that we go out to on the weekends. We, meaning my friends and I, like, we saw each other, but we didn't speak to each other. And then we had then, like, communicated a little bit after seeing each other, like, from afar, if that makes sense, if you're following. And we communicated, but, like, at that point, I only had a Snapchat still, which we know, cringy, but, like, it's a different experience. I explained this last few episodes ago, like, that was how we knew each other, was, like, through Snapchat, like, we would snap, so that's less weird. I don't have his, I'm not gonna text him, you know? Anyways, it wasn't that deep to be texting him. So, however, whatever, we had snapped a bit, like, oh my god, was that fucking you? Like, no way, ha, whatever. And we carried on. Since then, he just, like, randomly will, like, snap message me at, like, 3 a.m. at, like, any day of the week. Like, hey, what are you doing? Honey, I'm in REM fucking sleep. It is 3 a.m. on a Wednesday. Hello? Like, what are you doing? Why are you awake right now? And why are you, like, are you texting this to every girl in your contacts and seeing who's gonna fucking respond? And if, a, like, what? It's 3 in the morning. Like, it's not like we were, it's, like, different. If it's fucking a Friday night, you're out fucking living your best life, okay? And you're out, you're drinking, it's 2 a.m., you're dilly-dallying on a Friday, that's a different experience. If you know the other person's out also drinking in an area similar, that's different. Then you can hit them up, like, yo, what are you doing? Do you want to hang out? Do you want to come over? Like, that's different. If it's, like, a Wednesday, like, you are sober, text, like, snap messaging me, what are you doing? And then expect a response at 3 a.m. Hello? And so then I respond, like, I purposely respond, like, a day, if not longer, later. And it was like, LMAO, I was sleeping. Hello? Like, what? And then he's like, oh, what are you doing today? I'm being a functioning human. I'm working, and I'm working out, and I'm doing my other things that I do for me, or I have plans, or whatever it is. And then he won't respond. He'll leave me unopened for however long. Then a few weeks will come by, and he'll be like, hey, what's up at 4 a.m.? Like, you are also an adult. You're out of school. Me yelling at him. I think a few weeks ago, I was like, LMAO. I literally responded to him a few weeks ago. I go, LMAO, I was in REM sleep. Hello? And he was like, oh, what? Haha. You don't even know what fucking REM sleep is. Like, read, get a grip. Get a fucking grip, honey. This is not the vibe, okay? Clearly, I'm not reciprocating. Someone else out there will. Go hit them up, okay? And be fucking nice. Be respectful. Know what REM sleep is. So when you get that little joke, it's a joke. REM sleep, it's a fucking joke. I'm exaggerating. I mean, it probably was in REM sleep. But, like, it's a joke to just show. That was my subtle way, my sarcastic little way of showing that was dumb of you. Like, it was a Tuesday, okay? Little rant moment. Just had to put it out there, okay? Okay. And going off of that, there comes a time when you just gotta leave all those boys undelivered. Like, I don't know how else. I'm not saying every day. I'm not saying every day don't text. I'm not saying to ghost these boys. I'm just saying when it becomes 10, 11 p.m. at night and you are talking to different boys or just one guy, if you're still in the games phase where you're still trying to catch each other, things aren't very, like, you know, solid yet, you can leave him undelivered and respond the next morning. Like, don't be fully available all the time for these men, okay? It's not a good look. They don't prioritize you. They prioritize their fucking video games and the fucking football game that's on. Like, that's their priority, okay? You just come after. You're third, fourth, fifth, tenth on the list. And I'm not saying this to be a bitch. I'm saying this to be fucking real, to get a grip. Because so many girls that I know and that I hear stories about, like, these girls think, like, oh my god, he hit me up once. He owes me everything now. No, baby, he owes you nothing. And you owe him nothing. You will be actually probably more attractive, unfortunately, to these men when you do your own shit and when you don't dilly-dally wait around for them. Does that make sense? Dilly-dally on your own shit. Don't dilly-dally waiting for them to come to you and be a part of that. Like, do your own shit and then they will come, okay? There is this quote I posted on TikTok. I will be posting a little video of this on Instagram at some point, but it says, like, a butterfly doesn't wait around. I'm gonna fuck it up. It says a butterfly doesn't wait. No, I'm gonna fuck it up. Hold on. Grabbing my phone. Okay, don't wanna see this. I'm on my phone. Sorry. Let's take a quick look at what this says. Because this shit hits deep, okay? If you spend your time chasing butterflies, they'll fly away. But if you spend your time making a beautiful garden, the butterflies will come to you. What else do you need to hear to like process that, okay? That shit is fucking perfect. Spend your time building your own garden, and then the butterflies, meaning the positive men or women that will give good to you and that will help you grow and flourish, will come. If you're spending your time just fucking sitting there doing nothing to build and grow your garden while everyone else is building theirs, you're not gonna have high quality people in your life, whether it's with a friendship, a relationship, a partner, whatever it is. And like, you have to just spend your time building your own shit, and then they will come. Build it and they will come, okay? And then you'll also have substance to give to them. I think the higher quality of a life that you live, the higher quality people that will be coming into your life. And that's the mindset I've had this year. I'm not, like, I like we talked about, I will say, it's fucking clear, I clearly have high standards, I have high expectations, but I also, like I said before, I can give those back to you, I can reciprocate those things to you if I wanted to, and if I'm feeling them getting reciprocated to me. So, like, be that bitch, like, fucking pop off, do your shit, they will come. I don't think we should spend our time waiting for someone to come and be a damsel in distress. I don't think that. That's not my vibe. I don't love that for everyone. I want everyone to be doing their own shit and then live their happy lives. But if you truly think you won't be happy if you do that, then don't do it. Do what's best for you. I just feel like people who feel lost, especially when you're like lost in the dating world, you feel like you're having no good luck. That is, again, it goes back to yourself. And I don't know, I don't know how many times I need to say that in different ways. I will pull out more quotes explaining this concept. It just is a thing. You have to be good on your own. You have to put your own time and energy and love into yourself first before you put it into anyone else. For example, think about when you're on the airplane. They say, put your mask on yourself before you try to save anyone else. That works for everything in fucking life. You cannot save, you cannot love, you cannot help someone else if you do not love, save, or help yourself. Fucking period. That is it, okay? What else do I need to say? What else? Please let me know. I want to know, because that is it. And just to wrap up on leaving these guys undelivered, it's just for the night. Maybe if you aren't fully invested in this person yet, don't text them at 1 in the morning. It might become maybe not the combo you want. People act different when the fucking moon is out, okay? I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. If you're unsure about a guy, maybe get the vibe, see how they act later in the evening or later in the night. But, like, I just think there's a time when you need to go to sleep and you need to get some fucking beauty rest, okay? And that, for me, that happens when I decide, okay, this is my last text for the night. This is my last Snapchat for the night. This is my last DM for the night, whatever it is. And then I fucking put my phone away and I fucking catch some Z's, okay? I fucking take a fucking rest, okay? Because we fucking need it to be out here in this world. So just focus on yourself, take a fucking beat, and you'll be okay. Lots of love. Last little thing I want to say is when I hear fucking men tell me, oh my god, I usually don't do this, but for you, I will. Or, oh my god, I usually don't say this on the first date, but I don't know, you made me do it. Or, oh my god, I usually don't do this for other women, but like, you make me want to do this. Fuck out of here. Like, fuck out of here. Yes, you do. I have so many like douchey guys that I can think of that have told me, like, oh, I normally don't do this for other girls, but for you, you made the cut. Bitch, what cut did I make, honey? Fuck out of here. Did you make my cut? Like, hello? Let's regroup. That is so annoying to me, because I'm like, you're trying to blow smoke up my ass right now, and it's not fucking working, okay? I know the fucking games. You can't bullshit a bullshitter. How many times do I have to say it? I've had a guy literally tell me, and I quote, I mean, I normally don't do this, like, with girls. Like, I usually don't, like, actually, like, want to know more about that, but, like, you really make me want to know more about you. Why? Why are you an asshole to other girls? Why are you a douche? So what do you do on dates? Just talk about yourself? That's not cute. I don't feel special. Oh, he wants to hear more about me. Go listen to my fucking podcast and hear more about me. Let me know how you think, okay? Because you're probably not going to fucking like it. No, like, that's annoying. I've also heard a guy tell a friend, and he was like, oh, you know, I usually don't do this on first dates, but, like, I don't know. You just make me, like, you just make me want to, like, do this. Whatever it was. And I'm like, I don't believe you. You were literally a grade A fuckboy. You definitely do whatever the fuck you want on first date. Definitely run that show. So you're lying. Like, stop. You don't need to make me feel special by saying, like, you're the first girl I'm going to do this with. And when I say do this with, I'm talking about, like, oh, I usually don't, you know, pay for girls on the first date. Okay, bye. Why not? I know that's, like, old-fashioned of me, but, like, why not? Do something. Bring something to the table, sweetheart, okay? That's annoying. I've had guys be like, oh, I usually don't stay out on the first date this long. I usually don't want to talk to the girl for that long. But you know, you really caught my eye. You made me want to stay and talk to you longer. Yeah, because I have a communications major. All I do is know how to talk. Of course you want to talk to me longer. Like, again, I'm not, like, special. Like, oh, those other girls must have sucked. They don't know how to keep your attention. I can. No, I don't think like that. That's not cute. That's actually a red flag for me. I actually don't like that because I'm like, ugh. He thinks that he can just talk like this and I'm gonna believe him. And then that makes me realize, because other girls probably do believe him and they probably feel special by him, and that makes me nervous. No, baby. No, baby girl. He's blowing smoke up your ass. And when I say this, I am referring to the douchey men of the world. There are, I'm sure, men who are in love with you and you're in love with them and they do new experiences with you. That's different. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you are dating guys who are the traditional type of a fuckboy and he tries to fucking love bomb you and gaslight you. That's not cute. And we're not here for that. So, just think about that. Just, I bet you this, fucking notice that shit now. When you talk to a guy, you will probably hear every douchey guy that you speak to say something along those lines. Of, like, how somehow you're making the car. Somehow you're more special than the others. Make them work for that shit. Don't believe it the first time. Make them work for that shit. Okay? It's not... You should not be that, like... I want you to, like, have some more, like, thought when you hear that. It's hard to get centered when you're, like, all googly-eyed and all excited and jittery over a guy. I get it. I've been there. I am there sometimes. Like, I'm in that mindset where it's like, oh my god, they're so much fun. They check all the boxes. They're so cute. And I lose the red flags, okay? I know. And it's hard. But just sometimes go back home, fucking sit in your bed, fucking look up at the sky, and regroup and think about what they said. Think about, okay, that actually didn't make me feel so good. Like, these are things you are able to process, especially when you are still trying to learn and figure out yourself and what you want and what you like and what you want to expect in future relationships and in men or in women or whatever it is. So, food for thought. So please, I would love to know what your thoughts are on that. And overall, just take care of yourselves, be good on your own, and we will all be okay. Everything else will fall into place, I promise you. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you can, please, please follow, rate, review, subscribe, all the things, share, send love. Please, 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 especially with the rates and reviews. I cannot grow as a podcaster without these rates and reviews. And I hate to keep asking for this, but I really need your support. I am a baby podcast right now, and I just think that we have so much fun and so much potential to grow, and I would love your support in the process. So please, please, please send all the love, do all the things. You know where to find me on Instagram at ontothenext.podcast or my personal page at alyssa2a's.de. I will be here every week, every Tuesday, to hopefully empower you and enlighten you and talk about all the things. Thank you for listening, and I will see you when we are on to the next episode next week. Bye!